Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah. We're continuing strong in our Nida series. This is the fourth shiur. We've talked about Nida d'oraisa, and we mentioned briefly some words that we were going to use in the last shiur, and one of them was zava. And we're going to deal strongly today with the concept of zava. It's extremely important to understand for practical halacha l'maisa the terms, because we're going to end up saying. I won't spoil it for you, but it's important to understand the terms. Now, the practicalities of how a Zava Ketana and a Zava Gedola works is less important for us. Okay, it's less important. It's not Halacha L'maisa. But nonetheless, Torah is Torah, and we need to learn in order to be Lilmod Ulelamed Lishmor Velasos. Now, a Zava, let's just do a little recap. A Zava is a woman who saw blood not be'ez nidosa, meaning not in the Yemei Nida, meaning there's the woman we saw last week, she has 7 days. If once she starts bleeding, she has 7 days. And on the seventh day, if she doesn't bleed, she can go to the mikvah. Now, if she bleeds after those 7 days, then she's no longer be'ez nidosa, midoraisa, and she is rather called a Zava. And therefore, we need to start understanding, because a Zava splits into two categories, a Zava Ketana and a Zava Gedoyla. And naturally, in order to become a Zava Gedoyla, you first have to have been a Zava Ketana. Now, let's understand the two of them. A Zava Ketana is a woman who sees one or even two consecutive days of a Yemei Zava. So she finishes the 7 days of her period when she is likely to see in her Eis Nidasa, but she continues into day 8 and 9. And now if she continues into day 8 and 9, those are already her Yemei Zava. Okay, now, she therefore gets a din of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, meaning she needs to watch each day in order to check what she can do. So for example, if while in her Yemei Zava, she sees on Monday afternoon, then she does a Hefsek Tahara, she checks herself before Shkia. So if there's no blood, then she can make sure there's no blood throughout the night, and she can go to the mikvah on Tuesday morning and really mutaris to her husband. Okay, so theoretically, she can go on Tuesday morning if she checked on Monday and was clean throughout the night. But we're going to say midah rabbanan that she needs to go only at Tuesday night to make sure she doesn't bleed again. Now, so therefore, Zava Ketana is a woman who bleeds for 1 or 2 days in her Yemei Zava. Zava Gedoyla is a woman if she sees 3 consecutive days. Remember, they need to be consecutive, not spotting or day here, day there. It needs to be a Zava, it needs to be consecutive days. So a Zava Gedoyla is a woman who sees for 3 consecutive days within her Yemei Zava, which means after the Yemei Nida. And in this case, she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. And a Zava Gedoyla, it's the only place, mid deoraisa, that we see that a woman needs to sit Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days, without seeing any blood. In order for to go to the mikvah, we know now women, as soon as they see any type of blood, she has her period 1 day, she needs to sit 7 clean days and then go to the mikvah. So only that's all mid derabanan. Mid deoraisa, we're going to say that only a Zava Gedoyla, meaning she bled for 7 days and continued then 3 more days consecutively, only then she needs to sit Zayin Nikiyim and go to the mikvah. Now, again, she can go to the mikvah in the morning, but she can only have relations with her husband at night, and therefore, midir rabbanan, like we said before, we're only going to allow her to go to the mikvah at night. Now, we've mentioned that by both kinds of Zavas, meaning the Zava Ketan and the Zava Gedoyla, she's theoretically allowed to go to the mikvah in the morning, but she can only have relations with her husband at night. And this is also what we have seen in the words, and this is what the Torah brings down as well. However, when she can go to the mikvah is actually a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. So Rashi and Tosfos hold that we don't allow her to go to the mikvah until nighttime, because we're worried that if she goes to the mikvah during the day, she'll have relations with her husband before she's allowed to. So therefore, she can only go at night. The Rambam says that the woman's allowed to go to the mikveh during the day, and we trust her that she's not going to have relations, and she can only have relations at nighttime. So that's just touching upon very briefly the concepts of Zava, Zava Ketana, Zava Gedoyla, when she can go to the mikveh Midira Raisa, and when we allow her to go to the mikveh Midira Banan. Everyone, we should only have Hatzlocha Rabba for all of Klal Yisrael, and our Chayalim should be safe. Bezrat Hashem.